Good morning, everyone. So as Alyssa mentioned earlier this week, there's a lot of discussion about tzedakah, about charity in this week's parsha. And very often with our money, we often think to ourselves that the more we give, the less we will have. And Rashi actually brings a very beautiful point about this concept in this week's parsha at the very, very end. And the parsha is talking about the chagim, about the holidays. And it discusses the holiday of Shavuot. And it says as follows, that you will rejoice in front of Hashem your God, that who will rejoice? You, assuming with your spouse, your children, and your servants. It comes out to four different people, basically. And then the pasuk goes on, the verse goes on, and it says, and who will you rejoice with? You will additionally not just rejoice with your family and your household, but also with the lady who is in your sha'ar, in your area, and the stranger, and the orphan, and the widow. All of these people will rejoice in Hashem's place. And Rashi says a very beautiful point. Rashi basically says we're talking about four people in the beginning of the pasuk, in the beginning of the verse, and four people at the end of the verse. The first four are talking about your people in your household, your family, the people who work with you. And the second four are talking about people who don't have so much. The Levi's role in the Jewish people is to teach Torah, but the Levi does not have a nachala. The Levi was not given a portion. When we say the 12 tribes, so the 12 tribes means two different things. It could be the 12 sons of Yaakov, or it could be later on, it could be the 12 tribes that were basically given portions in the Jewish people. Yosef was split into two, Manasseh and Ephraim, and Levi didn't get a portion because he basically lives amongst the Jewish people or in certain areas. And therefore, because the Levi doesn't have a portion in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have that land to plow, to grow in order to get food. And therefore, it's incumbent upon all the Jewish people to be helping the Levi, as well as the stranger in your midst who doesn't have a family to provide for them, who doesn't necessarily have a nachala portion, and the widow whose husband is not working to support her, and her orphans. And therefore, says Rashi something beautiful. Rashi says, if you take care of these four people who are, quote-unquote, the less privileged in society, the Levi, the orphan, the widow, and the stranger, then Hashem will take care of those people in your family. Which really goes against what we often think about tzedakah, that if we give away money, we will have less for ourselves. Says the Torah, no, if you take care of the unfortunates in society, those people who don't have a way of providing for themselves, I don't want to make it sound like a Levi is unfortunate. A Levi is a very prized place to be in the Jewish world. But he's not able to sustain for himself financially. And therefore, if you take care of all of these people, Hashem will take care of you. And that is a beautiful idea of maser, of giving of your money, of your tzedakah to people who need. Hashem will take care of you as well. But that is talking about maser rishon. But I want to take a second and discuss the second concept that's mentioned in this week's parsha of maser sheni. Maser means a tenth of your proceeds that you should be giving to tzedakah, but maser sheni is not what that is. Maser sheni means you should take a tenth of your produce, and what should you do? It's for you. And what does that mean it's for you? Isn't all of it for you? Everything you suffer, the tenth that you give to the tzedakah, isn't that everything else for you? So maser sheni is a very interesting concept. It's taking a tenth of your proceeds, often the first of your things, and you should go to Yerushalayim, and you should eat it in the place that Hashem chose for you, which later is going to be around the Beis HaMikdash. And what's the whole idea of this? We're told that you should do this in order to fear Hashem, meaning in order to remind yourself that the food doesn't just grow because of your hard work. The food grows because Hashem has blessed you. Everything you have in life is in order to remind yourselves it's from God, to quote unquote fear Him, to bring awe into our everyday existence. But the pasuk goes on and it says it's not really just from fear, it's in order that you should be besimcha, in order that you should be happy. And I think this is such an important message in life, because so often in life, as we've mentioned earlier this week, we go through life on autopilot. We work, we take our salary, we put it in the bank, we go to the grocery store, we buy our food, we eat it, and we're just running through life like a hamster on a wheel. And Master Shani, that whole concept is take a break from life. Take that tenth money that belongs to you, but instead of just going through it like usual and really thinking about it, take a second or take a little longer, go to Yerushalayim with these proceeds and enjoy them in front of Hashem. And reminding yourself this is a gift from God for me. It's not just because of my hard work and I get a salary and then I buy food and just going yada, yada, yada in life. This is a gift from God. Everything I have is a gift from God. It's a personal gift to me. And that's what Master Shani is, to remind me to take a step out of life, to go to Yerushalayim, to remind myself where it's from, and therefore to enjoy it. And so often in life, we have the reverse of what I started this Dvar Torah with. We're busy giving to everybody else. And the last person we give to is ourselves. And that's the idea of Master Shani, to take a break from life, to enjoy what we have, to remind ourselves that God loves us, to remind ourselves that God is giving us these gifts by giving us this divine providence to allow our work to be successful and to enjoy it in front of God. And that is the idea of Master Shani and the idea of Master Rishon, that as much as we give to others, Hashem will also help us provide for ourselves. Wishing everyone a most beautiful Shabbos.